stop the music. Stop the music.
Okay.
It's the night shift, Jeremy. This isn't the normal PG podcast.
Oh,
we need some
true.
New tunes. Let's okay. buckle up. Here we go. You ready?
Hit it.
All right. Boom, boom.
Bang, bang,
more
bang.
Boom. Lots of booms. Explosions. Boom. Make sure all your explosions are sparkler explosions, though, not fire and smoke.
Yeah. Explosions, sparks, yeah. cars flipping.
It must be a Michael Bay film.
Oh, yeah. This movie is so Michael Bay.
Yeah. And that movie would be...
Six Underground. Six
Netflix.
Underground, available on Netflix. Starring Ryan Reynolds, Mr. Deadpool himself.
That's right.
Goes and stars in Six Underground, a Michael Bay film.
Yeah.
And this is the quintessential Michael Bay film. My goodness.
This is true.
There's so much Michael
for
Bay.
For better and for worse.
Gosh, Michael Bayed. Michael Bay, Michael Bay. I don't even know how to like explain this movie except for saying that if you know Michael Bay, give him unlimited resources, unlimited money, and unlimited freedom, and you get Six Underground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
it. Let's do our scores real quick so that we can just kind of really dig into it. Because I want to be fair on it. Okay, so I gave it a 3.5 overall. And I would have gone 3, but I gave it an extra half because the opening car chase scene that starts about 2.5 minutes in goes for 17 minutes.
Gosh, it's a great car scene.
It really, truly... Okay, stop letting Michael Bay direct and just have him be stunt coordinator for films. No more directing. Leave the character development to other directors, but have him be a stunt coordinator because this movie has some amazing action sequences. I mean, 17 minutes this car chase goes on, and it doesn't... I mean, it's just a nonstop 17 minutes. And some of the action sequences and the stuff going on with the cars and everything really is just phenomenal work. But...
Oh, gosh.
But Michael Bay has a reputation to live up to, and that reputation is character development? Pah! More explosion. Sparkle, sparkle, sparkle.
Plot?
Plot? What?
Morality?
Cogent, right? Cogent story?
Yeah.
No.
So anyway, I gave it a 3.5 just because, first off, I knew this was a Michael Bay film going
into
it.
I didn't know it going in. That was my problem. All right, but I had different expectations.
And
but.
I only knew that because of one of the ads that popped up on Instagram of Ryan Reynolds explaining how this is the most Michael Bay movie ever. And I agree. Oh my goodness, this is the most Michael Bay movie in all of eternity. And maybe ever. I don't know if he'll ever Michael Bay a movie as much as he Michael Bayed this movie.
I think it's probably safe to say he will.
So anyway,
it's what you expect from him. But.
The story follows Ryan Reynolds, this billionaire genius turned vigilante, not Batman.
No, not
this
Batman.
Billionaire vigilante.
Not Iron Man.
Yes. Yeah, this billionaire vigilante who recruits the others. It's almost like Batman, instead of deciding to become a lone wolf, or the same with Iron Man, he decided to become the A-Team, you know, where he's like, I'm going to recruit a bunch of people. And he recruits, you know, this band of misfits, and they all are declared dead.
They're all declared legally because they are dead.
Six Underground. Uh-huh. That's the name of the movie. Not a big spoiler, people.
Nope,
and then they go and they, you know, they do good in quotes. It's,
sort of.
Yeah, it's one
you
of those.
Count the poor people that got run over in the car chase scene.
Yeah,
just
it's one of those things.
Street.
Like I said, it's one of those movies where there's a lot of explosions, and it's basically, hey, vigilantes with unlimited resources and weapons and explosions, and everyone working together can overthrow whatever government or tyrant or bad guy or kill them or do that. And it's like one of those action movies where you're like, hey, this is not realistic.
Yeah.
And this probably shouldn't be how things are done because you just get to like do whatever you want because there's too much red tape? That seems like a bad idea.
It's an R-rated Mission Impossible without any kind of governmental backing.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That's really what it is. It's, you take the concept of Mission Impossible where you take these highly trained, specialized people and you send them up against the baddest of the bad. However, in this situation, there's no government backing. You just have Ryan Reynolds, the billionaire, footing the bill, recruiting these people, and then they just go crazy.
Well, yeah, that's why I said it's kind of like the A-team.
Yeah.
You know, because A-team, they're like, they're poor on A-team. Their own. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the poor A-team.
Yeah.
Running from the military all those years.
Yeah, but they love it when a plan comes together.
That's right. That's right. Yeah,
so that's what it felt like. It felt like the A-team met Michael Bay, and they decide to have, you know, Mr. Hot right now, Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool, starring it. And he was like, sweet, yeah. I'll take it.
I'll take your money, Netflix.
He's like, I was in Deadpool 2, Pikachu Detective. Or what, Detective
seen that one.
Pikachu?
Did you see that one yet?
I didn't, but I heard it was great. Okay. And then he was also in Hobbs and Shaw. And then now Six Underground. So he was in like a lot of stuff that's incredibly popular to a ton of audiences. And man, Ryan Reynolds is becoming like Mr. Everybody right now. I liked him before, but he's having like a renaissance. When Iron Man came out, all of a sudden Robert Downey Jr. was a thing again. You know, like sometimes actors go through these phases, actresses too, where you have like this kind of dead span where they're just doing stuff for like 10 years and nothing sticks. And then they go and they decide to do something super popular like Iron Man or play Captain America, and all of a sudden, you know, hey, that guy's amazing. Hey, that guy's amazing. Oh my gosh, she's amazing, you know?
Yeah. It's quintessential Ryan Reynolds, too, though. I mean, it's what you come to expect of him in a lot of his roles, his personality in this. And, I mean, again, this is quite simply, you can turn your brain off and watch the movie because there's not a lot of plot. There's definitely no character development. Like, you do not get invested in any of the characters, which is just sort of, par for the course for Michael Bay films.
Also, though, surprisingly, this was more like more gory, not crazy gore, but more like video game, like Kingsman gore, like that random stuff than I thought it would be. Because Michael Bay traditionally has been more explosions, car chases, cars flipping over, people getting shot. But not like a head blowing up or not like, you know, and so this was a shock to me is that, you know, with some of his slow motion shots, you like see like a something go through an eyeball or something. You're like, this doesn't feel like Michael Bay, but it's, I guess he's just like, I can do whatever I want with this movie. And maybe he's always wanted to.
Slow motion action shots and I'm going to ramp it up a bit.
Or maybe he was just like, I'm tired of Transformers movies. I'm going to do one for only adults, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, it is. It's a TVMA, and I mean, it earns the rating between violence, gore, the language, the sex. There's no nudity, but a couple of times.
Yeah, a couple sex scenes, but nothing like crazy. Yeah,
no nudity to
it. The sex scenes could be like in a PG-13.
Yeah,
but the violence and the swearing obviously
would not be.
Could not. Yeah,
no, it was definitely an R.
Yeah, it was an interesting movie, and I agree with you that this is not a movie you go into thinking about you're gonna watch a great plot. Instead, it's like, hey, I'm gonna go watch The Expendables, and I'm gonna watch some crazy violence, and I'm gonna watch, hey, military or guns or vigilantes or whatever. We can do whatever we want, and we can always win because we're the good guys as long as we have enough muscle and enough cool kicks and enough car chases
and a billionaire to back us and get us cool tools and, you know.
Yeah.
It's like I said, I mean, it's very simple. There's not a lot to it.
Which is good for Michael Bay movies. If Michael Bay movies try to get into plot, they're probably going to lose you. Instead, he's just like, I'm going to give you this minimal plot, and I'm going to give you maximum entertainment.
Lots and lots.
I'm going to make your eyeballs go, whoa, whoa, whoa. And your brain's like, what am I on? And that's a Michael Bay movie.
Yep. Pretty much. It's just eye candy.
Yeah.
You know, there's just a bunch of eye candy, which, I mean, I was in the mood for something just simple when I watched it anyways, which was good, because if I'd been in the mood for something with actual character development, I would have probably, it would have come out with like a 2.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's garbage on character development.
This is just one where you can watch with your friends And you just be like, hey, let's just turn something on and we'll all go, whoa.
You know what? Whoa. Watch it for the 17-minute. Even if you only watch the 17-minute car chase scene, it's worth it just for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is some phenomenal cinematography on that, and just the stunts and the coordination of it. I would be curious. I would like to know how much of it is CGI versus practical.
Yeah, the there's cars, a lot of practical stuff with Michael Bay, which is
yeah,
nice.
Yeah. So, but you also have to have some CGI in there, I think. So oh. I would just love to see. I'm just curious on the technical side of it. I'm just curious as to how much of it was actually CGI. Just, I don't want to give too much away because I think some of the wrecks with the cars and stuff.
Yeah,
were some
I
of the
think
things
you guys
that I
should just
like,
watch. Yeah,
yeah. I don't want to give too much away, but
which I don't think there's a ton to give away anyway.
No,
but
it's
yeah,
Michael.
So the movie is Six Underground, starring Rhino. Starring Ryan
Whoa.
Reynolds.
Rhino.
Ryan Reynolds. You know you need unique New York. All right. So, yeah, the movie is starring.
It's too late. We already recorded, Jeremy.
Yeah. So, anyway, the movie is Six Underground, a Netflix original.
That's right.
Ryan Reynolds and Michael Bay.
And Rhino.
Yeah, and Rhino Reynolds. It's their new combo tandem action-packed thriller.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you get.
That's it. And that's all you get.
Action, action, action.
Action. Action.
All right. As always, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Jason. We got your back. All right. If you want to get in touch with us, there are a number of ways you can do it. You can hit us up on Twitter at @the_PGPod. It's our new Twitter account. On Instagram at Parental Guidance Podcast. All together, lowercase, no spaces or anything like that. Or you can email us at pgpconnection@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you and to many more episodes. Remember, we got your back. The Parental Guidance Podcast is a creation of Silver Badger Productions. If you would like more information, go to www.silverbadgerproductions.com or on Twitter @SilverBadgerPro.